Well, thank you for the introduction and welcome to Green Fleet Radio. Today, our guest is Mr. Gus Olympidis. He's the president and CEO of Family Express. Gus, welcome to the show.
It's good to be here.
Well, I think most of our listeners know Family Express, but for those who may not, tell us, what is Family Express and what do you do?
Basically, we're a local chain of convenience stores, born and raised in Northwest Indiana, that is built in the context of people that have a genetic predisposition to build relationships. So, which is nice.
Mm-hmm. It is nice. So we know Family Express was an early adopter of ethanol, and I know that you were involved with the Hoosier Homegrown Fuel Blender Pump Program to further your commitment. Tell us a bit about your decision to add ethanol to your fuel offerings, and why did you make that decision?
Yeah, Carl, this is going back a few years, yes. Maybe 13 or 14 mm-hmm. years. There was a time in my life where I looked at the state of our energy reality in our country, and I felt compelled to be a part of the solution. These were the early stages of investing in biofuels in Indiana for the simple reason that we can produce biofuels, mm-hmm. biofuels in Indiana, and we have the blessing of corn and water, and we are geographically apropos mm-hmm. for developing energy that is renewable. But most importantly, during those years, most of us have forgotten that our country was investing close to between $500 and $750 billion a year to buy energy mm-hmm. Abroad. It's been said that this was the vastest migration of wealth in the history of mankind. It was clearly unsustainable, and since then, our nation has sort of gotten its act together, and today I don't believe it's an accident that we're celebrating a robust economy at the same time. We're celebrating the ability of our nation not just to meet its needs, but also to export energy.
So we understand ethanol makes a good environmental sense, but it also makes good economic sense. Can you share a bit of information about the cost savings associated with ethanol and how it helps Indiana farmers?
Well, any kind of domestic energy mm-hmm. has the economic multiplier of local. Mm-hmm. Anytime you export capital for energy, you lose the multiplier at the very least. So we're talking about domestic jobs. We're talking about a cleaner environment. But equally as importantly, you and I have had the conversation about the hidden cost of traditional energy mm-hmm. being replaced by ethanol because of the inherent $1.50 to $2.50 per gallon cost for defense
yes.
to facilitate its existence. So not only ethanol makes economic sense when you look at it just by itself, but when you think of it in the context of energy independence and the minimizing of the necessity for us to support armies, navies, and air forces all over planet Earth
right.
to keep sea lanes open. Mm-hmm. It's hard to argue about the wisdom of biofuels. It's just I think if for no other reason, take economics out of it. And the economic argument is very compelling. As patriots, we should be excited about buying energy from people that don't want to behead us.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So I know ethanol isn't the only sustainability effort that Family Express is making. You've chosen to embrace energy efficiency in all of your convenience stores and stations as well. So tell our listeners a little bit about that.
Yeah, there's a little difference in our investment in energy efficiency through a variety of means, lighting, energy-efficient furnaces, energy management systems, and what have you, versus the early contribution to the solution through biofuels. Today, diverting inefficient methods of delivering services that require energy to efficient makes economic sense to a great extent. That is a simple mathematical equation. I think good organizations that have a forward-thinking mindset and are planning to be around for a while make an investment in efficient devices because it makes economic sense. The early investment in E85 and ethanol was a decision of conscience. Mm-hmm. In fact, those early days, it was difficult to organize an economic argument for it. It just it's something that needed to be done because unless you provided the retail infrastructure for it, E85 would never get off the ground. Right. And it was a chicken and egg thing. And at some point, somebody had to just step up to the plate and do the right thing and hold your breath and not turn white for a few years. And today, it has evolved into also a good, a sound economic decision. But early on, it was the motivation was patriotism more than economic prudence.
Sure. Well, and you've continued that on for so many years, and you're the leader in our state and one of our leaders in this entire country with your commitment. So,
first and foremost, you may be driving a flex fuel vehicle and not even know it.
Mm-hmm.
Flex fuel is more economic. You're going to hear some chatter about your gasoline mileage declining. It will decline modestly, but it's so much less expensive than regular fuel that at the end of the day, it makes economic sense and it helps the environment. Unlike some of the, again, the chatter, using fuel that has been produced by consuming corn is not going to affect food supply.
Sure.
Don't expect to see any people starving because you bought ethanol. Only a modest part of the corn that is produced, somewhere around 20%, goes to ethanol. And 80% of the corn that is used is returned back to, in various forms, from animal feed to you name it. Consequently, the extraction of the fuel makes terrific sense for the environment, for our pocketbook and our economy. So you may be driving a vehicle that could use E85. If you're not driving a vehicle that is flex fuel, when you go to the pump, always choose unleaded 88 because it has a slightly higher content of ethanol. Instead of 10%, it's 15% ethanol. So again, that 5% doesn't sound like much, but with a multiplier of billions and billions of gallons, kind of think of it every time you use it in a subliminal way, in your mind and in your heart, you're waving an American flag.
Absolutely. Unfortunately, Gus, we're out of time, and that will do it for today's edition of Green Fleet Radio. Thank you again to Gus Olympidis, President and CEO of Family Express. Continued success to you. I'm your host, Carl Lissick. Thanks for joining us. And remember, it's never too late to begin your environmental legacy.